What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about a narcissist's greatest trick. One of a narcissist's greatest tricks. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back, y'all. So yes. Get your energy out. Let's go. Let's get it. So one of a narcissist's greatest tricks. I'm not going to just wait to the end to tell you. I'm telling you right at the beginning. One of a narcissist's greatest tricks is convincing you that their bad behaviors are to your benefit or your fault. That's what a lot of narcissistic people do right there. A lot of narcissists will literally try to convince you that their bad behaviors, that their talk, the way they treat you, the way that they act, are either your fault or they benefit you in some way, shape, or form. It's like, yeah, that's where the mental manipulation comes into play a lot of times in toxic relationship dynamics with narcissistic people. And this is just not in an intimate relationship with your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, partner, whatever, spouse, you know, fiance, whoever it is. This could be your best friend, your BFF, your bestie. This could be your homeboy, your homegirl. This could be your, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your associates, your co-workers, your parents, you know, your siblings. The relationship dynamic is kind of irrelevant here. I mean, power dynamics can shift, but the relationship dynamic can be irrelevant sometimes in these spaces because a lot of narcissists do this. They will convince you that their bad behaviors are your fault or they benefit you in some way, like your parent. Like when you, or if you grow up in an abusive household, not just an emotionally abusive household, but also a physically abusive household. A toxic parent can convince you that they're whooping you or beating your ass because they love you, because it's to your benefit. You mean, or this is the only way they know how to get you to act right. You know, I'm hitting you with this this clothes hanger because I love you and I just want the best for you. You know, they will convince you of that sometimes. And that's how some of us grew up. This is the dynamic that some of us grew up. And some of y'all might view that in a different light. You know, I grew up in the 80s and 90s, early 90s, where that was a real thing, getting whoopings and they used to powder you in school. You know, when I was in elementary school, when I was going to Lawsonville Elementary School in Reidsville, North Carolina, they used to powder, the principal had the permission to powder you in school back in the day. You know, so if you acted up, you can go to school and get a whooping from the principal back in the day. And they threw that out. They used to break out the ruler and paddle people. That was crazy. I just unlocked the memory. I forgot about that. Wow. I really forgot about that. Dang. Y'all see how stuff can get unlocked when you just start? Sometimes when you just start talking, things can get unlocked and whatnot. But again, they convincing you that it's your fault I'm hitting you. It's your fault I'm yelling and screaming at you. It's your fault I'm cheating on you. You know, if you'd have did a split last night, I wouldn't have cheated on you today. You know, I know we do it 4 times a day, but I wanted to do it 5 times. So I had to go get the 5th time from somewhere, right? So it was your fault that I cheated on you because you didn't give it to me the 5th time. You know, we didn't clap cheeks for the 5th time today. So it's your fault that I cheated on you. You know, and if you think about it, at least I came back to you, right? I cheated on you, but I came back. So it's your benefit. Like, I got my needs met elsewhere, so I'm not even angry. I'm calm. I'm cool. I got a good release elsewhere, so I come back to you calm. See how that benefits you? You see how my cheating benefits you? You know, so I don't have to yell and scream at you anymore. So I'm cheating because it benefits us. It benefits both of us. So why don't I just keep doing it? You know, when I yell and scream, it gets you to act right. So the household is peaceful because you're scared to speak because you're scared I'm going to yell and scream at you. So is that not to our benefit? Because if you're not talking to me because you're afraid that I'm going to yell and scream, I don't have to yell and scream. So that's to our benefit. They convince you that their bad behaviors, their toxicity is to your benefit. You know, their toxicity, their abuse, their lies, their crimes, whatever they're doing, it somehow benefits you. It's a benefit that I'm in control of all the money in the household, right? It's a benefit that we have, you know, one debit card and I give you an allowance because that's how I think things should be. I know everybody's relationship works differently, y'all. In some relationships, you know, somebody has spending issues and spending problems. I get that. But sometimes it is a financial abuse when you put your adult partner on an allowance of like $5 a week for self-care or something like that. Here's $6. Get your soap, fingernail clippers, tampons, condoms, whatever you need. Here's $6. You know, but you spent $60 on a jersey last week or a skirt last week. So why can't I get more than that? You see what I'm saying? I control the money. It benefits us because we don't spend. You're bad with money. Let me just spend. I'm going to do all the spending and you don't have to know where all the money goes. You'll never know. So that way you don't have to worry about money. You just worry about this. I'm telling you, everybody's relationship works differently, but that's the mindset that a lot of people go into right there. That's a space or the area that a lot of people enter right there, you know? So I'm trying to convey that point to y'all. I'm trying to convey that to you in a way that is beneficial to you. Because like when a narcissist is talking to you, a narcissistic person is talking to you, toxic ass person is talking to you, and they've done you wrong, typically they're not going to take accountability. Because if this is my greatest trick, it's just kind of like this, you know, watch right here. And it's gone. The accountability is gone. Like, keep your eye right here. Keep an eye on the accountability right here. Watch the accountability. Watch the accountability right here. Watch it now. Watch it. Woo. It's gone. Magic trick. It's your fault. You see what I'm saying? It benefits you to not know where the accountability went. The reason they do this is because they don't want to take accountability. They don't want the shame to creep into the relationship. They don't want it because it's not, shame is not beneficial to narcissists, y'all. It's not, you see what I'm saying? If I take accountability, I'm going to feel shame, then I'm going to treat you badly. So it's good that it benefits you that I don't take accountability, right? 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 Or they blame shift because at the baseline of it, at the basis of it, it is shame avoidance. It is accountability avoidance. That's the baseline of how the things go right there. That's exactly it. So if you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, and they continuously do these type of things to you, this is how it's going to play out. Just the way things go. And I'm telling y'all this because I know it should hit home with you to help wake you up a little bit. You're like, Lee, right. Lee's right. Because if you were watching my channel, you think you've been with a narcissist, or you think you've been with somebody with narcissistic traits or toxic behaviors at minimum. So when have they ever taken accountability? When I say accountability, I mean they apologize with, it was a genuine, sincere apology. They told you exactly what they did wrong. They told you a problem, a solution. It's like, okay, I did it. Hey, I'm sorry I lied to you. Here's a solution. I'm truly sorry. Here's some remorse. Here's the consistent change behaviors. Have they done that to take accountability? Because accountabilities require a lot of things. Just saying, I'm sorry. They don't mean, what the hell? Okay, rant bubble. Why? Just because somebody says the words I'm sorry doesn't mean that they are sorry to you. So this is me talking to y'all in a strict way right here. This is me being beneficial to you. The words I'm sorry don't mean anything if they're not accompanied by specificity, remorse, and some changed behaviors. Because somebody says I'm sorry, they don't mean, what do they mean? Sorry for what? I'm just sorry for everything. I'm sorry if I hurt you. I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry if you're being a narcissistic robot. No, 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 no. What are they sorry for? Genuine accountability, genuine remorse, specificity. Tell me what you did wrong. Tell me what you're apologizing for. Acknowledge that you hurt me and how you hurt me. So I see so many people in my comment sections. Oh, if they would have only said, I'm sorry, I would have forgave them. No, the hell you wouldn't have. Why? Just because you hear the words, I'm sorry. They don't mean anything. They don't carry any weight without anything behind it. It's just empty words. It's empty words, empty calories. It's like drinking beer. You get fat off of beer because you drink, but beer has empty calories. Doesn't provide you any type of energy. It's just calorie, empty calories. It's like you get emotionally fat off of narcissistic apologies because they have empty calories. They're accompanied by, they don't have anything with them. It's empty. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying physically fat. You get emotionally fat off of this right here. You get emotionally neglected. You see what I'm saying? Rant over. Like, dang, y'all. It gets on my nerves because I care. I want y'all to win. I really, really do. I truly want y'all to win. That's what's coming from the bottom of my heart. I want y'all to win. And I want y'all to wake up and stop accepting apologies that are not apologies. I'm sorry doesn't mean anything. What are you sorry for? If they are genuinely sorry, they should be able to tell you what they did wrong and be specific with it. If they say, I'm sorry, and then you say, for what? And they're just like, you know what I'm sorry for. You know what I did. They're not apologizing. They don't care. They just think you just so used to hearing the words, I'm sorry. No. We require more this year. 2024 is the year of requiring more. And I did not try to rhyme, but it did. It was fire, wasn't it? You know, 2024, the year we require more. Yeah, that's a slogan for y'all this year. Slogan it out. Require more. Require more accountability. Require more, you know, admission. Require more specificity. Require more remorse. Require more love. Like, I'm just telling you. But you have to, if you're going to require it from them, you have to require it from yourself as well. You have to require that love from yourself as well. Deep within yourself, you know what you have to do. You know what you need to do. So it's time for empowerment, self-empowerment, life empowerment. Because this is winning. This is winning season right here, y'all. So a narcissistic person's greatest trick is making accountability, woof, disappear. Put it onto you. Oh, this benefits both of us if I can have an extramarital affair. This benefits both of us if I could just neglect the kids. This benefits everybody in the household if I just work and don't come home. It benefits me to not help the kids with homework. It benefits me to not do this. I'm just saying, whatever it is, y'all, is it really beneficial to you? Or are they just saying words? Ask yourself that question. Is it really beneficial to me? Or are they just saying words? Is it really my fault? Or are they just saying words to avoid accountability? Are they trying to make accountability disappear? It's gone. It was a horrible magic trick. I'm not a magician. I'm a narcissist. Anyways, y'all, I'm super thankful that y'all are here. Make sure you subscribe to my newsletter. I have two video series coming out here pretty soon. Cycle of Narcissistic Relationship and Understanding Self-Love. 30 Days of Self-Love. Coming soon, y'all. Make sure you subscribe to this channel as well. Thank you for all the support, all the super thanks and super chats or whatever, y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.